So one fun thing we can do with very old magnetic data from very old rocks is we can figure out whether or not a continent was located at the equator or not. So if you're forming magnetic minerals at the equator, they're going to record that parallel field at the equator. And if they were to form at the North Pole, then they would record a very steeply tilted magnetic field. And so we can look back in the past and figure out where continents were based on how the magnetic vector is aligned. Now, something else that happens with the magnetic field is that it changes through time. It is not constant. We go through periods of time where the magnetic field is oriented opposite of how it is today. So the north needle on your compass would point towards the South Pole. So we call today's magnetic field, the way it's set up, we call that normal because it's normal. It's what we're used to. And I think you can probably already guess what we call the opposite case. We call the opposite case reverse. So we have normal and reverse. And we call these normal and reverse polarity. Now, something else that happens as the field goes through this change, as it flips from normal to reverse, is the strength of the field decreases. And then as the field reorients itself, it increases again. So one of the fun things that can happen as you go through a reversal event is, for example, you'll see aurora borealis down near the equator as the magnetic field becomes just a little bit weaker. Now, the unnerving part of this is that our magnetic field is what protects us from solar radiation. And so as that field weakens and then regrows, there's a chance that we're going to have higher cosmic radiation at Earth's surface than we would ordinarily. It's not enough to cause big problems, but it's definitely something to think about. So, how is it that we are able to generate a magnetic field in the first place? This is where we come back to this convection in the outer core. So we have a metal that is moving, and as it's moving, it's going to generate a magnetic field. So as we're moving this material, because it's a metal, that means it's electrically conductive. And so as we're moving this material, creating a magnetic field, continuing to move it, that cycle is just going to continue to perpetuate. It's a little bit like what happens in a hydroelectric dam. In a hydroelectric dam, because this is kind of one of these fun things that we often don't really think about, what happens is as the water flows through the bottom of the dam,